We are on Daf Nuvav Amud Aleph, and we are up to 8 lines before the end of the middle lines. So it would be 56A4, A3. I apologize. When died, was dying, she took all her gold and silver. She threw it into the street. What do I need it for? When the Navi was saying what would happen, he predicted they will throw their money away because they have no food. Next story. Abba Sikra raised Biyuni Yerushalayim. Abba Sikra, his name was the head of these group of people in Yerushalayim, the Biyunim. Bar Achse Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai. He was a nephew of Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai's sister's son was one of the heads of the Biyunim. And again, according to Yosefus, there were three groups of Biyunim. I guess he was the head of one of them. The Gemara does not identify three groups. It just says he was the head of the Biyunim. Havashalachlei tov betzinda legaboi. So Abba Sikra, Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai said to Abba Sikra, please come privately to me, right? I'll meet with you privately. So he came. The uncle called him. How long are you going to resist and not surrender and cause the whole city to die out in famine? There's no food. This is Yerushalayim. We haven't talked about Beitar. We mentioned Beitar at the beginning, but we're talking about Yerushalayim. I'm only my abbot. What should I do? This is the head of the Biyunim. Yamina Lumidi Katmalu. If I tell my people that we should surrender, they'll kill me. Meaning, I recognize that you're right. Meaning, at this point, we're better off surrendering. But my people aren't ready to surrender. They want to fight. So Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai said, you'll come up with a solution that I should be able to leave the city. Maybe I'll be able to save something. So Abba Sikra said, you'll see. I'll be able to do something good for Klal Yisrael.
From the outside.
Meaning, get me out of town. You couldn't leave the city. The Biyunim controlled the exits. Nobody was allowed to leave. The Romans were on the outside. They weren't letting anybody leave to surrender to the Romans. They wanted to fight. Inside, there was a famine. The Biyunim said, get me out of here. Maybe I'll be able to accomplish something. So, he went. Amalai Abba Sikra told them, the kite napshuk b'tziri, spread a rumor that you're sick. Everybody should come visit you. Meaning, the rumor should be around town, the Bechim and Zakkai, the Gadol Hador, he's sick. The Aisi Midisariya, then bring something smelly, the Agni Gabach, and put it next to you. The Lamer, the napshuk, the rumor should go out that you died. They let the people that died be buried out of town. So they let people leave with the body. But the problem is, living people weigh much less than dead weight. So make sure your Tamidim carry you, not anybody else. Because anybody else will recognize that you're alive. They shouldn't recognize the kolot, that you're light. They knew the Chaya Kol Mimisa. This was a fact. They understood that people who die weigh more than people that are alive. Chaynai says that's much. Let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Abba Sikra Kachshmai. Shalach le Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai. Tola Gaboi Betzina, come to me privately. Amar Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai. At Amos Abdisu Hachad Lashvakisim Lashlumi, you don't let us make peace. Chazili Takantali the Dishi, and the Chuni left us many years, and she let me leave the city. The kite napshuk of Bakhtiri has a chayla. Haitzi kail spread a rumor shatu chayla. The shayla bakhma shatu geisis. They should come visit you as if you're on the death throes. The haitzi mi disariya dover masriach. Bring something smelly under the veil. The agni gabach mahashka bimitaska imach. Put it in your bed. She aimro meitsu masriach kvar. So people should say he's dead and he's beginning to decompose. The laila bach tamidach yikansu tagus raglan mitaska lasis. They should go under the legs of your bed to carry it. Yenichu v'acherim l'aseis. They shouldn't let anybody else carry it. The inu yadin, the chaya kol mamisa. They knew the fact that a living person is lighter than a dead person. Dr. Gemara Avid Hachi. Back to the Gemara. He did it. Nichnas by Rabbi Yezer mitzad echad, Rabbi Shua mitzad achar. Rabbi Yezer and Rabbi Shua his tamidim. They're the ones that carried him. Kimatul lepischa, when they came to the door of the city, voila mitkarei. The Beyunim wanted to pierce him with spears to make sure he's really dead, because they were afraid that somebody would use this as a ruse to get out of town. Amar Lahu, Saba Sikra says to the Beyunim, Yaimru Rabam Dikru. The Romans will say that even their Rebbe they pierce. You can't do this to Rebbe Yechim and Zakai's body. He was the God Wadar. So they said, it's fine, we'll give him a good kick, and we'll see if he responds. The Romans will say, look how they treat their Rebbe. So they opened the door, and he was able to leave. Rashi, by Hanach B'yuni L'mitkere, they're mocking with spears, Shem Amarim, who may be stricken them. Amaluhu Abasikra, Yaimru Haraimim Aleichem Shafilu Rabam Dekru. Now, how the Romans knew, I guess they were watching from watchtowers from outside the city, and they could see everything that's happening in the city. The mitchavei ula yitzak, maybe he'll scream. Kimata lohasam, when he got to the Roman camp, and he got to see the Roman general, and that is not explained how he got into the Roman general, but he got into the Roman general. He was Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, the God Ladar, went to see the Roman general. Amar shlom alocha malka, shlom alocha malka. Peace to you, king. Peace to you, king. Amaloi, so he said to him, Mechayev is trying to take Solo. Your Mechayev Misa, the general told him, you're Mechayev Misa for two reasons. Chazad the Lab Malkana, first of all, I'm not a king. Dr. Ashi, the Lab Malkana is allowed to be. You're teasing me. Calling me a king when I'm not a king is chepping me, it's bothering, is like making, demeaning me. That's how Rashi learns. The Mashal learns, you're admired by Malchus. There's a king. Calling somebody else a king is rebelling against the real king. So again, Rashi learns that it was a personal attack. Calling somebody that's not a king is like teasing him. You're not, you know, hello king, he's not a king. The Mashal learns, it's a rebellion against the king. How can you call somebody else a king? That's one thing. The Sioux, if I'm king, so why didn't you come to me till now? Why didn't you come to me till now? What took you so long? If I'm the boss, why did it take you so long to get out? Why didn't you come to me? 3 years this siege has been going on. Why haven't you shown up till now? If you recognize that I'm a leader and you're willing to accept my rulership, where were you till now? Yeah, he's going to answer that. You let the Gemara say the story. I mean, you're interrupting in the middle of the story. You want to be mavazed, Barabbas? Depends if you're religious or not. Okay, so let's stop with that. Just as an aside, moving to the side, this Gemara was used by a Chassidish Rebbe once. I'm not sure who it was in the labor, maybe it's by Ditchever or Aaron Kaliner. I've heard the story with both. When they said Hamelach, Rosh Hashanah, they fainted. They asked him afterwards, why did you faint? So he said, because he remembered this Gemara. He said, HaMelech, Imalkana, Amalei Asesar Hashta. If I'm a king, where were you till now? So he remembered that Gemara, and he fainted. I once heard one of my Rebbeim explain that story. And he said, Shadid, because every Rosh Hashanah, we get a higher understanding, a higher recognition, not understanding, of the Malchus of the Rabbeinu Shlalom. And even though it's a Madrega to achieve, that one Rosh Hashanah, we appreciate Malchus of the Rabbeinu Shlalom in a greater Madrega. Where were you last year? Why didn't you get to this Madrega before? Imalkano, if the Rabbeinu Shlalom is king, so where were you? That's the story. Now, back to this Gemara. This is just a borrowed thing, but it's used in the Swara many times. Imalkano Amayla is a hashta, right? The person does tshuva, the Benisham says, hello, good morning, where were you? Amalai, the Ka'amrit Lab Malkano. That which you say you're not a king, Ibra Malkat, you should know you are a king. Meaning, you have the potential of royalty. It's going to happen. You might not be a king yet, but you are a king. Because if you wouldn't be a king, you wouldn't conquer Yerushalayim. Now, Tysus points out he hadn't conquered it yet. But still, the siege had beginning of the conquest. It wouldn't happen unless you were a king. Obviously, in you lies a Caesar. Dichsib, Havonim ba'adir yipol. Levana will fall into the hands of a strong one. The king will come from him. So we see that Yerushalayim falls to a king. So even though you're not a king yet, you are a king. Levana is referring to the Beit HaMikdash. Because he's trying to tell him that you're a future king. Everybody dies, right? So when the king dies, you'll be the future king. He's not the king yet. But he's trying to tell him, you are a king, meaning it's going to happen. That's the answer to your first question. That which you asked me, if you're a king, why didn't I show up till now? The Biyunim that we have didn't let me leave. Catch up with Rashi. Ibra Malkat, Melech Atah Asid Liyos, you will be a king. That's what the Pasuk says in Yirmiyo. Alma Adir Hu Maishal. Lepanon Zebes HaMikdash, Shemal Ben Avin Esam She Yisrael, because it whitens, it cleans up by Yisrael's sins. Sancti Gemara is Amar Lai, so the king, the general, Vespusen, tells Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, Ilu Chavish Odvash, if you have a barrel of honey, the darken Karakala, and on it is a snake, Rashi says, is attached and running afterwards, meaning you can't separate the barrel from the snake. He's on it. Loya Yeshayver Mesachavish Vishal Darkan, wouldn't you break the Chavish so the snake should get away because the snake is dangerous to humans? So you should have broken the wall of the city to save the city. Right? You shouldn't have just sat in the city and let the Biyunim run the show. Ishtik. He kept quiet. Now, the question is, did he keep quiet because he didn't want to argue with Vespusen? You know, it's one thing to start. It's another thing to argue with him. That's how some learn, that he made a decision to keep quiet, or he didn't think of the answer. Because the Gemara, we'll see in a second, Rav Yosef Itamer Rav Akiva. Rav Yosef said it, and some say it was said by Rav Akiva hundreds of years before, that the Pasuk Meshiv Chachamim Acher, I'm going to need help from our school here, he turns the Chachamim backwards, the Daitam Yisachil, and he confuses their mind. Now, which means that if you learn that the Rabbi Nishlam didn't give him the answer in his mind. Farshim say, Yerushalayim, meaning it was a time of destruction, the Beit HaMikdash, the Schusim of the city were not good, and therefore he didn't have the answer at hand that might have helped delay the Korban or whatever it is. Yibayelei Lamemelei, Shaklin and Tzavsa, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai should have said, no, we don't break the brow of honey. We take a tongues, the Shaklinale the dark, and we remove the snake, the Katlinale, the Kavita Shavkinala. We weren't ready to break the city. We wanted to save the city. So therefore, we didn't break the walls and let the Romans in. That's what he should have answered. Now, he didn't answer it. Some say that he was afraid to answer it. So the Rabbi Nishlam died in Yisakal, meaning he made his mind Yisakal by not answering it. Some say he didn't think of the answer. Adahaki, while this was going on, Asi Pristikalemi Raimi, a messenger came from Rome. Amaloy, and he said to Vespusen, come, get up. The Mislay Caesar, the Caesar has died. Vishamri Hani Hashibi de Raimi, and the Roman Senate has voted, Laisibcha Beresha, to make you the new Caesar. So here was Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai just told him you're going to be a king, and right then and there, he was informed that he's the king. Now the Romans did not have the same system as other countries had in those days. And the Gemara considers it later in Gittin Chasar. They did not have a royal family. Unlike most monarchies, they had royal families. Son inherited that. In Rome, the Senate voted for the next Caesar. It was not the son of the previous Caesar. It's whoever the Roman Senate voted to take over. The Gemara considers it a chsar. It's a chsar in a country when they don't have a malchus. We'll talk about that later in Gittin. But Havisayim Chad Masadi, Vespusin was wearing one shoe. Boyle the Masayim Achrina, he wanted to put on his second shoe. Vayayo, he couldn't get it on. Boyle the Mishvili Edok, he wanted to take off the first shoe. Vayinafak, couldn't get it off. Amar Mayhai, he says to Rebekah and Zakai, what's going on? He was afraid he had contacted some illness that was preventing him, that his feet were swelling, couldn't get one on, he couldn't get the other one off. Amar Leilai Titzar, Dr. Mashah, you're not ill. Shmua Taiva Asilach, you heard good news. The Chsev, Shmua Taiva Tadashin Etzim. Good news makes the bones, what does he learn, Tadashin? Fat? I didn't want to use the word fat. Fat is not an acceptable word in today's society. Obese. Yes. Swell. Elamaita Kante, so how do you correct it? Bring somebody you don't like, who's your enemy. Let him walk in front of you. The Sivaruach Necheya, and a broken spirit, to Yavish Garim, makes the bones dry up. Meaning, you gotta see something that makes you upset, and that'll get your bones back into shape. Avad Hachi, he did it, and Ayo, the shoe went on. Amalei, so he says to Rebecha with that guy. If you're so smart, I did that my lessons for your boy. So why haven't you come till now? Amalei, didn't I answer it? I also answered you that your answer is no good. What? I can't hear what he said.
To me, you said, well, wait. The Gemara says that it's in this man that the king of COVID is not here. I'm not doing it. This is being COVID.
The answer is, he was asking the next line of the Gemara, so I just read the next line of Gemara. I didn't answer him, I just read the next line of Gemara. You were asking something that was three lines away. So I was asking you to have patience, so I read the three lines. Chas v'shalom, it's not like I don't respect you. I have a lot of respect for you. I call you the Kayin HaGadol. Amalei. So he said to him, Vespusin says to Rebbe Mazaka, Mezel Azilna, I'm leaving, V'inish Achrina Meshadarna, and I'm going to send you, and I'm going to send a different general. L'boy Menachmidi De'etmloch, ask me for what you want. I'm willing to give you things. Obviously, he was impressed by Rebbe Mazaka. He said, ask me, I'll give you. Amalei, he had three requests. Ten li'avna v'chachamah, do not destroy the city of Yavna, and it's Chachamim. Yavna was where the yeshiva was. That's where the Sanhedrin was. That's where the yeshiva of the Tanoia was. Leave that alone. Sheshotel Reb Gamliel. Don't touch Reb Gamliel's dynasty. Yes, is that the word he uses?
Family.
Vaswasa the Masilel Reb Tzadik. Give me a doctor to heal Reb Tzadik who's been fasting for 40 years. Those were the three things he asked for. Maral says, speaking out of Maral, that Yavna v'chachamel is chesed. Tair is chesed. Tair is chesed al l'shayna. And Rabbi Tzadik was mekabelin himself midas hadin by fasting 40 years. And Rabbi Gamliel is the family was complete, but Yaakov Avinu's mitas shleima, that's midas harachman. So basically he was trying to get all three midas in line, hoping that that would save Klal Yisrael.
Din Rachman, what else?
Din Chesed, Din and Rachman. That's the Mashal, the Maralsa. Again, not my cup of tea, meaning I don't really understand exactly what, but that's what the Maralsa. So he said to him, so he gave it to him. Kari Alei Rav Yosef Itamer Rav Akiva, again, Meshim Chachamim Machar, he turns the Chachamim back, Daitim Yisokel. Shina said, leave your Shalayim alone one more time. Give us one more chance. Don't destroy your Shalayim. Who Savar, Rabbi Chamazake thought, he won't agree to that. But tell the poor Tanami Lehavin, I'll get nothing. This way I got three things. How many I saw? Let's catch up with Rashi. I like to do Rashi. Zogt Rashi. It was a snake attached and running after it. Don't you break the chavis? You should have destroyed the wall of the city of the Sarva Be'esh to throw away the Be'yunim. We were hoping. That's what he should have answered them. We were hoping maybe we can get him out, but we were trying to save the city at the same time, make peace with you. His Evarim got fat. From the happiness of the news. When your spirit will be knocked down, it'll dry up. It'll contract. Tenli Yavna Shloi Takrivena. Do not destroy the city of Yavna. Meloi Tyra Chachameha. Do not kill its Chachamim. Sheshutu Rebbe Gamliel. Mishpachas Hanasi Shloi Tahargim. Shloi Tichla Shutanas Beis David. He wanted to keep David's family intact. The rulership of Beis David, because the Nesiim were descendants of David HaMelech, and I want to get to that in a second. Okay, about last time I just do one more, a few more rashes. Rive him tenly manashecha, give me doctors. She rabos rib tzaddik, shloha yachol of loya oichol, he couldn't swallow food, for she niskats rumeyav, his intestines shrunk, but tani yaitzav with his 40 years of fasting. Who sabar, rib yechim sabar, kula hai delizmik li yushalayim li avidlai. He won't leave yushalayim alone. Lishtakach, it'll come out, da fila hatzalapurta li avdi. I'll ask him things that I will at least accomplish something. Just a historical fact. The office of Nasi was not one that went from, was not a dynasty. Once upon a time, you read in Pirkei Avos, Shimon HaTzadik, Shur ben Prachya, Nitzar Bainli, Shmaya, Avtalion, these were all not sons of the father. They were different people. The one who was the biggest Talmid Chacham was appointed Nasi. The second biggest one was appointed Abed. That's how life went for Klal Yisrael for the first 320 years of the second Beis HaMikdash. What happened was, about 103 years, I think it was, before Korban Beis HaMikdash, Hordus launched a rebellion. There was a civil war between two families of the Chashmonaim, and Hordus launched a rebellion. And he won. And he became king. Now, Hordus was an Eved Kanani. That means, at that point, there was no longer a Jewish king. Eved Kanani is not a Jew. He's an Eved Kanani. Chai the mitzvahs. Not all mitzvahs. He can't marry a Jewish girl. That was the end of a king of that was a real Yid. No more. So, Korban Beis HaMikdash, for the last 100 and some years, of the Beis HaMikdash, the last 120 years around, there was no Jewish king. It was an Eved Kanani. And what happened is, from then on, Hillel was Nasi. And the Ramami Pana tells us that at that point, the office of Nasius became a dynasty. Because that became the closest thing to being a king in Klal Yisrael. The head of the Sanhedrin was now the next highest position that was claimed by a real Yid, and therefore that became the trappings of Malchus. That wasn't the Melech, It was another melech, but it became the trappings of Malchus. Hillel descended from David HaMelech. That's not why he was appointed Nasi. But he happened to descend from David HaMelech, from a daughter of David HaMelech, not from a son. He was not a Ben Achaben. He was a Ben Achabas. Somewhere along the line, Hillel came from David HaMelech, came from Malchus, through a daughter. But from then and on, till the end of the office of Nasi, which happened after Churban Beit HaMikdash, it was always that family. Hillel, his son Shimon, his son Reb Gamliel HaZaken, his son Reb Shimon Gamliel, his son Reb Gamliel, who was the Nasi Shoshul to the Reb Gamliel, his son Reb Shimon Gamliel, his son Rebbe, and then Rebbe's children and grandchildren. At least two generations. Rebbe lived, he wrote Mishnayos in about year 150. Churban happened around year 70, which is another shavuos we should have. And Rebbe lived about 150, and his son and grandson were Nasi. This is an Eretz Yisrael. Not true. Rabbi Yochanan wrote Yerushalmi in Bavel. Not true. It diminished. The Torah was still in Eretz Yisrael for a number of generations. There also was Bavel, which was growing. Reish Galusa was in Bavel. It was equivalent and not equivalent. The Nasi was the biggest Talmid Chacham. Till after Hillel became dynasty, but it was all big Talmid Chachamim. The Reish Galusa was an appointed position by the Babylonian government, who happened to be a Ben Acher Ben of David HaMelech. Shalmi says that the Reish Galusa was more Meyuchas than the Nasi. He also came from David HaMelech's family, and it was also a dynasty. But it was not necessary. Some of the Reish Galusas were anti-Torah. Some were, some weren't. Yes and no. It was a vassal position, but the Babylonian government at that time let the Jews run their own affairs, as long as they don't have a foreign policy and an army. It was like basically a state within a state. You can pass your own halachas, you can run your own court system. Just don't rebel against us. Hordes. Known in English as Herod. No. He was an Abakanani. Nobody freed him. This is what happened. You know, again, this is what we call in Abakasha Automize. Who was, again, the owners never were freedom. Titus asked, weren't they Miyayish? Isn't it Yush, Hefker, Mavker Abdai?
That's good.
Titus asked that question. So I think Titus says they never were Miyayish. They were hoping to get it back.
Why did he tell his ruler, I'll kill you?
Again, Kasha Adamaisa. By the way, Hordes is the one that let the Romans in. Because in order to win his rebellion, he had the Romans join him. That's when Rome became the ruler over Eretz Yisrael, and Hordes was just a vassal. He killed that all the time, but he rebuilt the Beit HaMikdash. He did. Again, he was not from the greatest. In history, we don't view him as from the best kings. You pretty negatively. Now, what happened was, what? He rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara Baba Basra says that he was afraid that the Talmid Chachamim would be against him because he's not a real Yid. So he went and killed all the Talmid Chachamim. Except for what? Baba Ben Buta. And he went to visit Baba Mabuta. He disguised himself. And he said, he came to Baba Mabuta, he had a conversation with him, and he asked him, what do you think about the king? And Baba Mabuta said, we don't speak against kings. And he asked him a few questions, and Baba Mabuta did not say one negative word. He said, I'm Hordes. Had I known that this is the way Tamil Chacham behaved, I would have never killed him. How do I do tshuva? So he answered him, you extinguished the light of the world, rebuild the light of the world. The Beis HaMikdash was crumbling. So he rebuilt a beautiful Beis HaMikdash, and the Gemara says in Sukkah, whoever didn't see that building never saw a beautiful building in his life. This is during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, 100 years before the Korban. They rebuilt it, meaning they did construction work. They rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was there. They just made it. So the Gemara says that he said to Buddha, I'm afraid of the Romans. That shows he was under the control of the Romans. If I ask him to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, they'll say no. The Bhagavan Buddha said, send messengers to Rome and make sure they take a year to get there. And they should spend a year there lobbying for it and then come back a year. And meanwhile, you build it thinking that the Romans for sure would have said yes. And when they have a time on you, you say, what are you supposed to do? It was a 3-year delay. And by that time, it'll be finished. It's a Gemara.
Bear One,
I listen to Bear One.
Yeah?
Of course I listen to Bear One.
Was on that thing?
It must have been when I, for years and years, I drove carpool, and Barrel Wine accompanied me on carpool.
Tape.
Used to be cassettes in my car, and I used to rent them from Elio Usman, used to rent them for $3 cassette. And I used to take, I think I listened to 70 cassettes of Barrel Wine over my years. And my knowledge of history, whatever little knowledge I have of history, comes from Barrel Wine. Yeah, he's still alive. Yeah. So a little bit I know from him. In fact, I'll take a minute to say the next piece because it's such a beautiful, I hold it to just. There's a contradiction. Now, please be mindful of me for saying it's a contradiction because really, I shouldn't even say it out of my mouth. The Gaius historians say the Churban Beis HaMikdash happened in the year 70. They have proof that it happened in the year 70, whatever their proof is. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says it happened in the year 3828 in the B'nai Sulam, which corresponds to the year 68. So this has been a issue for years and years, at least according to Rabbi Wein. And the Yiddish historian said, who cares what the Gaius say? Chazal knew better. That's the right attitude. The Gaius historians, Afra Lubumayu, I didn't want to say what they say, but they say the opposite. Came along Rav Schwab, and he came up with a huge answer to the contradiction. In one of his selected writing speeches he has, he wrote the following. There's a machloikis, Bavli and Seder Ilam, how to count Brias Ilam. Adam HaRishon was created of Chav He'el. I'm sorry. The world was created of Chav He'el. Adam HaRishon was created in Aleph Tishrei. What was Aleph Tishrei? Year 0, year 1, or year 2? Adam HaRishon, a baby is born, they're 0 years old till their first birthday. So was Adam HaRishon created in year 0? Or was that year 1? Or is that already year 2 because Chav He'el, the world, was created? It's already 6 days in, first Rosh Hashanah, so now you start year 2. Doesn't make a difference. It's created Aleph Tishrei. Aleph Tishrei of year 0, Aleph Tishrei of year 1, or Aleph Tishrei of year 2. Dr. Schwab, the Bavli holds, he was created in year 0. And Seder Hayyim holds that he was created in year 2. We count like Seder Hayyim, that's what Schwab says. And therefore, what to us was 3830 was to Bavli 3828. So the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in 3828, which is year 68. But that same year, Seder Hayyim called it 3830, which is 70. So really it happened on 70. And it happened on 3830, the way we count. Bavli calls it 38:28 because Bavli's always 2 years behind us. According to Bavli, we're in Tavshin Pei. We're not in Tavshin Pei base. We're in Tavshin Pei. What was year one? Seder Hayayim says year one was Chav Hayel. Rosh Hashanah came, it was year two. Adamisha was created in year two. Bavli says Adamisha was created in year zero. There's a 2 year discrepancy between Bavli's count and Yerushalayim and Seder Hayayim's count. And we count like Seder Hayayim.
There was no zero according to.
According to Seder Hayayim, there was no zero. So when we count Tavshin Pei Beis, Dr. Schwab, it's really Tavshin Pei according to Bavli. So it's no contradiction. It was year 70, and it was year 3830, the way we count. But to Bavli, it was year 3828. So therefore, Tisha B'Av, Mirtz Hashem Mashiach will be here by Tisha B'Av. But if Chas V'Shal Mashiach's not here, how many years is it to Churban Beis from Churban Beis HaMikdash? So Hamadiyah will write, they'll count from 3828, and they'll write the number that it is from 3828, which is year 68, and now we're at 2022, so it's 1954 years. I believe from 68 to 2022 is 1954 years. Queen Tereb Schwab, it's 1952 years. So you'll see in Hamadiyah, you shouldn't see, it should be Mashiach should be here, but if not, they write 1954 since Churban Beis HaMikdash, using Bavli's 3828. Schwab would say it's 1952, because there's a 2 year discrepancy. Anyway, that's. I learned that from Rabbi Wine too. But I then read Rav Schwab's niece, which he says this, he proves this point. Anybody that likes history, this Rav Schwab's piece, is other problems in history, is a fascinating piece. Fascinating. Anyway, you have to like history. If you don't like history, you'll say, what am I doing here? Okay. So, Dr. Gemara. Asvasa, the masculine Rav Tzadik Mahi. The doctor that healed Reb Tzadik, what did he do? Yoimakama Ashkuya Mayid the Pari. The first day, he gave him to drink bran water. I guess either cooked or soaked bran. Rashi says soaked. Rashi, Mayid the Pari, Mayim Shinishuru Behem Subin. He soaked bran. Lamacha, the next day, Mayid the Sipuka. That was already thick bran. With mixed in flour, more nutritious, a little bit thicker, therefore the system had to be able to handle that already. Rashi, the sipuka subin gasin v'kemach murabem. L'machar, the next day, my the kimcha, was already able to give him water that soaked flour in it, again thicker. Add the rubber. Okay, I'm happy. You're not questioning it. Add the Ravach Meya Porta Porta. So little by little, his intestines began to expand. Period. Dr. Gemara Azul Shadra Latitus. Vespucin sent Titus, knowing in English as Titus. V'yamar, and he said, Eile Kemai Tzur Chasayabai. Meaning, V'amar, I don't think Titus said this pasuk. I think it's on him this pasuk is said. Well, did he say it? What does it say? On him this pasuk is said. That he questioned, where is the God, the strong one that they relied on? That Titus Arasha, that refers to Titus Shechira V'gidav Klapi Maila. He blasphemed. Ma'asa, Tafas Zayna B'yadai, he took a Zayna. V'nichnas L'beit Kach HaKadoshim, he entered the Kach HaKadoshim. V'tziah Sefer Torah, and he spread out a Sefer Torah. V'avra L'Avera. Venatul Sayev, and he took a sword, the Gidiras HaPareiches, and he pierced the Pareiches. Venatinez, Voyadam Mevatzbeit V'yaitse. The Pareiches bled. Vekasavar, and he held, Haregas Atzmai. I can't even say the words out. He thought, I got rid of the Rabbi Nishleilam. Shenema, Shogu Tzarerecha Bekarav Me'adecha. Your enemy screamed in the middle of your meeting place. Samu Aisaisam Aisais. They considered their signs as a sign, the fact that it bleeds. Now, Taisa says, it was to let know that the Rebbeinu Shlom not happy about Churban Beis HaMikdash. Difficult, whatever that means by the Rebbeinu Shlom. Others learn this was the Dam of Kurbanos. Over the years, Yom Kippur, the blood stayed there. And then, now came out. That's what I think the Barsha says. Abachonaimar Mika Meicha Chasinka. It's an ache because the blood doesn't last for years like that. It dries out. Who is like you strong, Hashem? It takes more strength not to respond than to respond. The Rebbeinu Shlom is a koyachol. He could have wiped pieces off the thing. But for the type of Klal Yisrael, they needed a Churban Beis HaMikdash. So he let Titus do these terrible things. The Beir Bishmol Tana Mika Meicha Be'elim Hashem Mika Meicha Be'ilmim. Elim means strong, but Elim also means ilmim, keeps quiet. Ma'asa, what did Titus do? Notlos ha'pereichas v'asa gimim gugusti. He took the pereichas and made it like a basket. V'hevi kol kelim shebe'migdash. He took all the kelim in the migdash. V'nicham be'ham and put it into this basket. V'yishivim b'sminan, he took it in a boat. V'yivlich l'shtabeach b'irai. To go get himself credit in Rome. The Arch of Titus. That's his. That he built to show the Yidden carrying the Menorah into captivity. That's what that's on the Arch of Titus. You can people go see it all the time. They have a story upon Yisharav. Went to see it. He, when he came to Rome, he had to go to Rome for something. He asked the driver, take me to the Arch of Titus. And he got out and he said, Titus, Titus, where are you? He said in Yiddish. I'm here. Where are you? Yidden remained. But where are you? What happened to you? What happened to the Roman Empire? Famous story of Panya Vizhirav. Panya Vizhirav. Shiva Panya Vizhirav. He's the one that did that. I know because I say it over that story in camp by Dishabab. So guys that are there always tell me that when they go to Rome, they go to Arch of Titus and they say over the Panya Vizhirav's line. They learned this from the Panya Vizhirav said it first. Said, where are you? Where is everybody? The Yidden is still around. Anyway, he went back to the city, Shnebuchad and Arisi Risham Kvurim. I saw Pashup Shah means buried. They go from a holy place, Vishtaku Beir. Pashup Shah means it'll be forgotten. Don't translate it to mean buried, it means they gathered. They go and praise themselves. Ikavi Amri. Kvurim mamish. What does that mean? That fill immediately the mitamra megaryloin. The Romans, even Caleb that were hidden in the ground, came up and they found them and they took them to Rome. The only thing they didn't touch is the Aron HaKodesh, which is still there under the Harbias. We don't know where. We don't want to find it until Mashiach comes. Now, people say, again, I can't prove this, that in the Vatican are the Caleb and the Beit HaMikdash. Because all the Caleb and the Beit HaMikdash were taken to the Rome. They remained in Rome. And when the Vatican, the Christianity took over the Roman Empire, as the Roman Empire fell apart, they say that the Caleb are in the Vatican. Nobody can prove it. They won't let anybody down where they keep all their stuff anyway. And that's what people say. But in my sense, it's the safest place for it to be. Imagine if we're not there. It'd be going around the world, touring, Mises, Geschichtes, best place right there. Till Mashiach comes, and we'll get them all back. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. In the house that you meet there. Somebody says to Isis, Amrush is Simenayim Simen. They say their Simen is a Simen. Bram Shazer Zmihu. Whose blood is this? Imloy Sharaknu is Atzmai. Atzmai Kinui Klabi Milo. Chasim is Apik. He holds him so bad. Coming out Susni, Sal Gottl. Agagusni is a big basket. You pour wine from the press into the pit. The Kairan, whatever it is. They found all the Jews' hidden money, and they took that along too. Dr. Gemara, Amar Aleph Naxo Shibayam Lutavai, a storm in the sea. Naxo Rashi says, Ruach Sa'ara, a stormy wind on the boat to sink it. Poor Titus, not so poor, was on his way to Rome, and the Rabbanu Shlomo made a huge storm, and the ship was in danger of sinking. And the Mepharshim speak out, other boats were traveling very nicely. His boat was being affected by a storm that didn't affect any other boat. So he couldn't say that this is Teva. Happens. You travel. There are storms. Other boats were traveling without any problem. His boat was being rocked by this storm.
It wasn't that the storm was just hitting his boat. Yeah, they were.
No, exactly.
I thought Rick was saying that.
No, it wasn't.
The other ones were able to.
No.
No,
I was saying what that guy said. I said it was innate. The Rebbeinu sent the storm just for his boat. Why are you looking so strange? You're questioning the Rebbeinu.
The storm was only on his
boat. Yes. Yes. Amakim dumani shalahem shalaylu ingavrasel b'mayim. The Jews' God. He works in water. The Rabbani is strong in water. Why in the dry land doesn't he fight me? I have this little creature, it's a fly. Am I called Bel Yakala? Why is it called the little one? The Malone Islam of Gonaleslaw. It can intake nutrition, but there's no way for it to dispose of it. Alali Abasha, go up to the dry land. Alali Abasha, the Tatima Muhammad, and fight a fly. Alali Abasha, Bod Yitush, the Niknas Bechaitmai, a fly went through his nostril, the Nukar Bemaicha Shevashanim. And it pecked away at his brain for 7 years till he died. Rashi? Naksho, Ruach Sara. Sisra, Naho, Kisha, and Garfa. Malona, Pelahach, Nismacho. Mavkana, Moitzi, Derek, Beisarei, to take out waste. Zakta Gemara, Yayim Mechad, Habakachol, Ababa, the Bein Avcha. One day he walked by a blacksmith. Shama Kolar Zafta, he heard the blacksmith hammer hitting away, has a different name, the blacksmith hammer, no, anvil, anvil, I think it's an anvil.
Anvil's the bottom.
I didn't know that. Sha ishtik, so the fly stopped. The noise made it stop. Amayikitakanta, there's a solution to my problem. I mean, the poor guy, he deserved it. His brain was being pecked that day and night. Call Yoim and Macy Navcha, so every day he brought a blacksmith, and they banged in front of him. The Nachri, Yovel Arbazuzi, to the guy he paid. The Yisrael, Amale Mistayach de Chosanus Mesanach. Your payment is that you see me suffering. Atwas and Yoim Abed Haki, he did this for 30 days, Mikam Ve'elokim the Dash Dash. After 30 days, the fly got accustomed to the noise, and it didn't make a difference anymore. Kept on pecking away. Rashi? As after Cornus, Ishtak Isa Yitish will anakar, but they call that Cornus. Kivin the Dash Dash, Mishahirgo Yitish Alamas, the clown Cornus, Hikubai Vlahaniach and Ikurai. Didn't work anymore. The noise stopped working because the fly got accustomed to it. The Mepharshim say, one of the Mepharshim say that the Rebbeinu Shlomo made this happen so the Yidden should see Titus suffer. If not, they wouldn't know that he was suffering. By the story of the hammer, so sometimes he got a Jewish blacksmith, so the word went out. Titus is suffering. So at least the Jews enjoyed the fact that good old Titus was suffering. We'll continue with Shem tomorrow.